The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
What is up, Cleaning Nation? It's Lindsay, the happiness client happiness manager here at Grow My Cleaning Company. And I am back today with Tracy Thompson, who I like to call our like head mindset ninja, basically. She's our Yoda. I always have to do Star Wars comparisons, and I'm not even a huge Star Wars person. It's just funny. Although by my hair today, you never know.
I love it.
If you're on the podcast, Tracy and I are very brightly colored today. So she's in red. I have blue hair now. Good times. But anyhow, enough with my hair. Today, I asked Tracy to come on because it's summertime right now as we're recording this, and I see a pattern with cleaning company owners, Tracy, that I want to dive into today, and I want to know what it's all about. Basically, I see a lot of clients and just Cleaning Nation in general where they get basically on this like roller coaster ride in their business, right? That it's like boom or bust. They're like, yay, I'm at the top. I'm, you know, on the, here in New York, we have the Cyclone is our roller coaster. They're like at the top of the Cyclone, and then everything's good and great, and then poof, they come down. So yeah, let's talk through this. Can we, let's like zoom out, Tracy, and let us know like your views on this. I'll leave it over to you.
So the roller, I call it the roller coaster syndrome because it's really a reoccurring pattern in most of our lives, especially as business owners. Holy moly, especially since COVID's come around, all the unpredictability and the ups and downs and turnarounds, and which, you know, to a certain degree, that's life, but it can become an addiction pattern in our life, something that kind of has control of us rather than the other way around, if we're not careful, if we're not conscious. And so how this has shown up, how we see it in our world is we work with cleaning company owners, and maybe you out there are listening right now going, maybe this is me. I don't know, right? We have them come into our world and they share things like, you know, business is really good. I'm getting a lot of clients. Everything's great, whatever the circumstances, COVID or not. They're doing really great. There's a whole, and then all of a sudden they can't hire anybody. And all, you know, and it's terrible. Like they have to turn away business because now they can't hire, or they've got tons of employees and their hiring is great, but then they can't seem to get their client acquisition. So that's a common, you know, boom, bust cycle, roller coaster cycle. But the other one that's even more common, we find, is that we have companies that come in and they say things like this. Okay, we're doing residential and commercial, and we do post-construction, we do move-in, move-outs, we do windows, we do carpets, we do, right? And pretty soon we're like, ooh, okay.
They're washing people's dogs.
Right. And then they're like, oh, and we do Airbnb and we do all of these seasonal roller coaster type business models. And I use plural business models under one brand, under one roof. And then they wonder why, and are really truly dismayed and confused as to why they can't get control of it, why it seems to run them ragged on the roller coaster, right? Just high, high highs and crushing lows, overwhelm, stress, anxiety. And eventually, unfortunately, when we find when they come to us finally for help, they're at the end of their tether because this has been going on for way too long. So that's what we find, right, Lindsay? Those are the common stories.
Yeah, it's kind of like people are very proud of themselves when they're at the highs. You know, they're like, oh, it's been a great summer. I'm cleaning. This is what popped in my mind. I'm like, people are doing summer like Airbnb or even coming up on the fall here, there's a lot of students moving in. So they're doing move-in cleanings and it's just kind of like, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to make so much money. And then the business is going to be great. And then like October, November, like the fall hits and they're just kind of like, yeah, summer's over. So.
And, you know, and what's even worse though, Lindsay, is that when, and Cleaning Nation, if you're out there right now going, maybe there's a little bit, maybe there's a lot of this going on in my business. Here's the ugly truth. Even when you're in a boom, usually what goes on is you as the owner are working your bahuki off, right?
That's a writer downer.
Bahuki. You're working your bahuki off. And, you know, the truth is, if you really were being honest with people, you're working 12-hour days. You're stressed out of your mind. Your family, your wife, your husband is upset with you. You haven't taken a day off in months. So even when the roller coaster is high, the stress levels and the anxiety and the worry and the concern and the wear and tear on you is equivalent. So even when it's good, it's not good.
It's kind of like all that extra, and I'm doing air quotes here for the podcast people, it's kind of like all that extra money you're making for your company actually comes with a cost. It's just it costs you your time, your stress. And it's in the end, sometimes when Cleaning Nation comes to us with this problem, I'm like, is it really worth your sanity in the end? Like, wouldn't you rather even it out, be a little more even keeled?
And this is what Mike always says. Roller coasters are not scalable. You cannot, it's not sustainable and it's not scalable. So even if you're, let's just say there's some people out in our audience right now that are young and they haven't burnt that candle by both ends long enough to feel the full effects. Okay. Here's the thing. Can you scale it? Ask yourself that million or multi-million dollar question. If you were to expand the model you have today, how much more you is required to sustain it? And is it scalable? Could you do more of it? I would venture to say the answer is no, right? Yes. It's really easy, quick answer is I literally can't do more. Yeah, this model would break if I tried to make it bigger, right? So that's a really good indicator. You're on a roller coaster that has you, not the other way around. You're not on the roller coaster voluntarily. It has you.
That's no longer a business. That is a job. Also, I think Mike says that. He's just kind of seeping into my consciousness.
You're right. You don't have a business. You have a gambling problem. Okay. Right? Because you're going
into that.
Hey, you know, it's true. It's very similar to how it maps in our brain to gambling. The highs and the lows.
Like an addiction, are you saying? Like it's something like a business owner might actually be kind of craving in a way because they're so used to it and
yes.
Maybe yeah. blocking them. Yeah, let's dive into this. This is a deep one today, guys.
Yeah, this is where the deeper mindset stuff comes in, because this on the surface, you could go, yeah, but that's kind of the American thing, right? We Americans, we overwork, we are proud of it. We wear our stress like a badge of honor and we go until we have a heart attack or something worse, right? Okay, yeah, that's the American way. One could make that argument for short term, and I would venture to say that's not exactly the healthiest argument in the world. But here's the ugly truth underneath it. We're wired to crave dopamine, for example. That's a brain chemical that we get when we win gambling, for example. When we do something that with the reward center, like overwork, you know, work 12-hour days, finally get that big account that's going to run you ragged. You know, like there's that hit, that dopamine hit in our brain that goes, this is good, do more of it. Okay. The problem is that, again, that part of our brain is supposed to be wired like historically so that we remember the right foods to eat, where there was honey, where there was, you know, things that were survival. Now that we're not in a survival based environment, it's gone haywire for most of us. So we end up re-engaging with patterns, recreating these patterns that are, we know are not good for us. We know it when we come down from it, right? When we go on the downside, that down part of the cycle, we go, oh my gosh, I can't keep doing this. This is terrible. This is bad. I know it is. But then as soon as we get that little flicker of that dopamine hit again, we go back into the cycle. So there is something deeper here at play, Lindsay, for those of you out there that are saying, wow, I feel like I might be stuck in this cycle. So I think really the $1 million question today is, what do we do about it?
Yes. Let's get off the roller coaster. I feel sick. Right?
Well, like, okay, but like how do you get off this crazy making roller coaster?
Yes.
So yeah. So when people come to us, so they come into to the program, work with Mike and the team and me and Suzanne, who's our other amazing mindset coach. One of the very first things that Mike always says, the first sermon, if you will, it gets preached, is you have to replace the roller coaster with another model. And that model is consistent, reoccurring, predictable, scalable business. So if you're doing post-construction, move-ins, move-outs, this, or, you know, doing all of these things in your business, what it would look like, for example, is choosing one niche and one model, like reoccurring commercial or reoccurring residential.
Right.
And it might at first feel boring because it doesn't have all those big, huge spikes and dips and all the stuff that you've kind of gotten used to.
Right.
But that the first thing is to decide. You have to make a decision in your logical brain, not in your dopamine, you know, drugged out brain, right? But in your logical state where you are not emotional, make the decision to choose one model to focus on and to streamline. And when you get that, the promise is, and Mike says this all the time, the promise when you replace the old roller coaster model with a consistent, predictable, scalable, systemized model, you will reap the rewards. And eventually you will be able to, with help, most of the time, most people, there are the rare people out there that can do this on their own. But the truth is, all of us typically need somebody to help us see the blind spots and to help us move through these old patterns, break those old cycles, and get into that new predicted, consistent model with more ease. And really, that sounds simple, but you have to decide first.
There's a lot to unpack there. Okay, so let me make sure I understood this right. So I don't know. You use commercial as an example.
Right.
So say I'm a well-sized commercial business, right? And I have a good-sized team, so I'm not cleaning, but I still feel like I'm on this roller coaster because I'm just reaching and grabbing for every single opportunity. I don't care if it's a move out of a company, I'll clean your office, I will clean that warehouse. Like, so to me, if I was in this place, Tracy, I would be very nervous and a little scared, honestly, that I'm gonna have some FOMO, right? I'm gonna have fear of missing out. So what do you tell someone when you're coaching where they're like, I wanna do this, but I'm scared. Like, I've made the decision, but I'm scared I'm going to lose something because of this. Coach me on that. Walk me through that mindset.
Yes. Oh, so, and thank you. That's a great example that it's very common to feel that sense of loss, fear of loss and actual loss, because when they're looking at it on paper, they're like, but you don't understand. If I do that, I'm literally going to take a hit in my revenue until I can, you know, really streamline and niche and get these consistent clients. And because they've never done it before, it's the unknown. So there's automatic fear. First of all, I just want to say that's normal. Mm. Okay. It's normal. So don't think, well, I feel fear, so this must not be for me. Like, right. Okay, that's normal. Fear is normal in that case. However, this is where I call it sort of the monkey mind, the lower self, the smaller self, the ego self, the one that's worried and fear driven and scarcity minded and all that. We'll just call that the monkey mind. Okay. Then we have our higher self, our higher consciousness, one that rises to the occasion, the one that we know ultimately that we really are deep down, that hero self. Okay. The higher self. So we're both. So at first, the monkey mind will say, no, you're going to miss out. You can't risk it. You've never done this before. This is a bad idea. Go back to what you were doing. Yes, it was stressful, but at least you know it. Okay. So if you've ever thought that, you're right. Just retreat. No. Stay safe, even though the old model is not safe. Right. So the first thing I will say is, get into the mindset first, get out of the monkey mind. And the monkey mind is always fear, always scarcity, always the stories of, you know, all the past times that you failed, and it will pull everything it's got to try to keep you from making a change. Get into your higher self, get into the part of you. I call that the hero's identity, the version of you that has superseded that, has felt the fear and done it anyway, that has been successful in the face of adversity in the past. We all have that higher self. You've got to get into that mode first. That's mandatory, because if you're trying to make decisions out of the monkey mind, forget it. It's never going to work and it'll never stick. Okay. Mm-hmm. So get into your most powerful version of yourself and then decide. That's the first thing. I mean, I know it sounds simple, but until you make the decision to do it, even if you're afraid or the monkey mind is trying to make you afraid, until you decide, nothing can happen. Once you decide, you make the decision, I'm going to do this. Now the work begins in creating strategies and getting the support that you need, having a plan. Okay. So I never advocate that somebody push through fear and, you know, hush the monkey mind without there being an action plan, because you have to execute. It's not enough to decide. You have to decide and then immediately take action. That's the formula.
Okay. You got one more devil's advocate for you, because yes, that sounds all well and good. And I love it. And I've seen people go through this, but I've also seen one thing. And what do you do when you reach out and you are that hero and you for yourself and you get to that point and things start going good? You get a good consistent month or two and you're like, yeah, this could work for me. I could do this. And then the universe just throws you a wrench. It tempts you with, like, I see it all the time. It's like the universe gives you one last test. It's like, here's a really good move out opportunity. Do you want to take it? What do you coach people to do when this happens? It will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And the opposite can happen. Something bad happens in the current model that's an obstacle. So either one. So either somebody tempts you with, ooh, but you could get this business. It would be so easy. And it's not on your consistent plan. Or something isn't going exactly right in this new plan and you're tempted to go back. So the monkey mind will try to tempt you. It will try to tell you, see, we told you this was a bad idea. You should go back, take the business. Don't, you know, go back to the dark side. Come on, no, go back to the dark side. So this is where I believe it is so important to have the right people, the right support, the community, the mentor, somebody, more than somebody in many cases, to help you stay on track with your hero self and to remind you. to remind you of the success, to remind you of who you really are. So that, and here's the really bad thing, Lindsay, the monkey mind, who, when it's in control, has surrounded itself with other monkey minds. And so, yeah, so there's going to be so many people that are going to go, yeah, you know what? Forget that new model. You should go back to taking move in and move outs. You know, so we have to be very, very careful. All of you, my best advice is, if you're wanting to level up, if you're wanting to get out of this cycle, do not go back and surround yourself with and go back to and commiserate with or ask advice of people that are where you're trying to leave behind. You must have support for this new you.
I love it. So let me just recap real quick before we head off today. But first, the first most important thing I think is you have to decide, right? You have to decide you want to get off the roller coaster before just like jumping off into the abyss. Okay. And then number two, get a strategy together. And then, of course, you have to act upon that strategy. You just can't keep thinking about it all day. And the superpower, the super strength behind it all is to get with like-minded people, to get a support team behind you to help keep the momentum going.
And to, to remind you of your highest self. Right. Yes.
So my Cleaning Nation, if you're out there today and you're like, holy crap, I want to get off this roller coaster, I'm sick. What you can do is hop on a call with one of our coaches. We have an amazing team here. And what we'll do is we'll help you come up with a plan. Well, first, we're going to figure out where you're at and what you want to decide to do. And then we'll help you come up with a plan, that strategy that Tracy just mentioned. And we'll see if we can help you get there and what that looks like. So if this sounds like what you're looking for, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Whoo, breathe, Lindsay. Just said that in one breath. And that's really it, Cleaning Nation. I know we just jammed a lot into this episode. Tracy, you did an amazing job walking us through that. That was a big one. I appreciate you coming on here today.
Thank you so much. And Cleaning Nation, don't try to do it alone. You don't have to.
Awesome. And then with that, we'll head out. Thanks, Tracy. Bye-bye, Cleaning Nation.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.